Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where today we discuss something scandalous. Listen to what the text says in John chapter 12, verse 3. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. Did you hear the scandalous part? After Mary had poured the oil over his feet, she began to wipe up the overflow with her hair. What makes this scandalous is that classy women never let down their hair in public in that day and time. That was something saved for your husband. And if you did such a thing in the presence of other men, then you were not thought of very highly. But Mary, overwhelmed by the presence of Jesus, becomes undignified, much like David in the Old Testament when the Ark of the Covenant makes it back into Jewish hands. Mary has no concern at this moment with cultural mores of the day. Only worship and honor are on her mind. Now, let me make something very clear again. As we read this account, it can be very easy to miss what's going on. It could be very easy to get wrapped up into all that Mary is doing and begin to praise Mary. Look at how she loved him. Look at what she sacrificed. Look at her extraordinary expression of worship. Isn't she just a lovely person? We need more Marys in the church. While all of that may be true, don't miss the big truth. This is not about the value and actions of Mary. This is all about who Mary is worshiping and why Mary is worshiping him. This is not believe in something even if it costs you everything, but rather you got to worship Jesus. This is who on earth deserves an offering like this so that a year's salary is just poured over his head. And the answer is that Jesus deserves this and infinitely more. This perfume doesn't even begin to touch the immeasurable worth of the goodness and glory of Christ. Don't get distracted by looking at Mary so that you miss the Master. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Ashaninka LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Peru.